All right, Coach, Bison Wrestling, busy during the summer months. You just come up with, back from some camps. I saw some of the results. Sound like you took a lot of kids, and you did very, very well, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a good 4 days last week, Sunday through Wednesday. We were up at Laramie, Wyoming, at the Wyoming University team camp. We took 12 guys up there to the camp. Three of our 12 guys actually participated in the intensive camp that they run up there, where they get to practice and train right along with the college wrestlers, and they were there for 8 days. Those three guys were Tristan Campbell, Gabe Roberts, and John White, and so those three guys got some extra training in, and you know, I think they really enjoyed their experience. It wasn't easy by any means, but it was very beneficial for those three guys. They get to take them out on some early morning runs, some workouts at the stadium, running stairs. They get to practice right along with a lot of the college wrestlers there at Wyoming, and so it was a good experience for them. And so then we all showed up on Sunday, and those three guys were already there, so we had our 12 guys there at the team camp, and it was a good team camp. There was 20 teams there from all different states. We were actually the only team from Nebraska at this camp, and so it was good to see a lot of different teams that we normally wouldn't see. They come from all over, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, South Dakota, Montana, you know, just that area. And so it was a good 4 days of wrestling for our guys. We had 10 duels on Monday and Tuesday, and we actually finished up 7-3 in duels as a team, and so, you know, we felt pretty good about that. You know, you don't really know what kind of team you're going to have, and so it's kind of a first glimpse as to what kind of a team you might have for the upcoming season, and so that was good to see that we went 7-3. I think we finished in fourth place out of all 20 teams, so we were pretty proud with that. Then on the last day, they have an individual tournament for the guys, and two of our guys got first place and actually went undefeated all week in their wrestling, and those two guys were Tristan Campbell and Spencer Steinbeck. And so really pleased to see, you know, how well they're wrestling. And, you know, just the team overall, you know, competed very well against the competition there at the team camp.
Coach, have you been out to this camp, Wyoming, before, or was this the first time for you?
We actually started going 3 years ago when these seniors were going to be freshmen. We made the decision to start rotating camps and every summer, and so we started going to Wyoming 3 years ago, and we really like the camp. It's a nice campus, very well-ran camp, but we started rotating camps every year. Instead of just going to the Lincoln camp every year, which we did for a long time, I realized, you know, a lot of our kids don't get to see a lot of different college campuses, and so this just gives them an experience each summer to see a different camp, a different location. And so we started going to Wyoming 3 years ago, and Coach Branch out there runs a good operation, a good solid team, and a good wrestling technique. And so we just really enjoyed our experience 3 years ago, and so we decided to go back again this year.
I know a lot of experienced kids back for you, Coach, but you had a chance to take some youngins, some kids maybe going into high school, so you're a freshman, maybe team camp for them, maybe for the first time, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did take, I believe, four incoming freshmen this year. And, you know, it's my first time to really coach them one-on-one as a high school wrestler. You know, I've spent some time with them when they were in junior high, but it's their first crack at some high school competition. And, you know, you never know from year to year how your incoming freshmen are going to handle that. You know, they're not just wrestling other freshmen. They could be wrestling kids all the way up to seniors. And so, you know, we just kind of guide them along, encourage them, and, you know, let them know that they're going to take their lumps. But the four guys that we took, you know, they've wrestled quite a bit in the club program. And so, you know, they're pretty experienced wrestlers for the most part. And, you know, they went out there and they wrestled hard, wrestled tough. They did take their lumps, but, you know, they handled it pretty well. And I was pleased, you know, just with the fight that they have as incoming freshmen. They didn't like to lose, but, you know, they handled it pretty well. And, you know, they know the level of competition is going to be that much harder now that they're in high school.
Anything else team-wise for camps for the rest of summer now?
No. That's the only camp that we're going to this summer. We have the MAG training facility in town this summer, which is open on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. And we have guys that come in on a regular basis and get workouts in. Coach Kenny is having a summer wrestling, I don't know if you call it a league or just a club, where he's got some younger guys coming in. I think they got 20 guys that come in on Mondays and Wednesdays and get some wrestling instruction, and so that's been going really well. But other than that, that's the only team camp that we're planning on going to this year, was the one up in Wyoming.
Isn't that pretty cool that you can have a facility open, during the week, maybe the weekends as well, where anybody can go there and get an hour workout, half hour workout? That's pretty cool for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very beneficial. We're very fortunate that we have the MAG training center. And, yeah, it is open to anybody, not just the McCook kids. It's open up to anybody in the area that wants to get some extra wrestling time in. You know, just a great opportunity to get some wrestling in. And, you know, we've had some guys taking advantage of it, but we'd always love to have some more guys show up on, and girls show up on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. down at the MAG.
Well, the countdown is on, Coach. You know, school's going to start up. I know you probably don't want to hear this, and kids certainly don't want to hear this. About a month, maybe a month and a half or something like that, and we're going to be in November and getting ready for another Bison wrestling season before you know it.
Yep, I was just telling Nikki, my wife, yesterday that after this week, the countdown begins after July 4th, and, you know, you start counting the days down to school. Not that any teacher or students get excited about that, but we're on the downhill slide pretty soon, and school will be starting up, and it'll be a football season, and that'll go quick, and before you know it, it'll be November, and we'll be back in the wrestling room getting ready for another wrestling season. And, you know, based on how we did last year as a team at the state tournament, we have everybody coming back. We got, you know, all of our state qualifiers and state medalists returning. And so if we can, you know, do the same performance that we did last year and hopefully do a little bit better, maybe send a few more guys down to the state tournament, it should be a pretty fun and exciting season.